February 3rd, St. Blaise, Bishop and Martyr. Now that the Church has closed the joyous period of her 40 days of Christmas, and is putting us through a course of meditations on subjects which are to excite a spirit of penance within us, each of the saints' feast must produce an impression which shall be in accordance with that spirit. From this day till Easter, we will study the saints as they come to us in this special light. How much they labored and suffered during their pilgrimage of life, and what was the plan they took for conquering the world and the flesh. They went out, says the psalmist, and wept, casting their seeds, but coming they shall come with joyfulness, carrying their sheaves. Psalm 125. It shall be the same with us, and at the end of our Lenten labors, our risen Jesus will hail us as his living, regenerated children. The calendar of this portion of the year abounds with martyrs, and at the very outset, we meet with one of the most celebrated of these glorious champions of Christ. The scene of his pastoral virtues and of his martyrdom was Sebaste, a city of Armenia, the same that will give us 40 martyred soldiers on a single day. The devotion to St. Blaise is, even to this day, most fervently kept up in the East, especially in Armenia. The Western churches soon began to love and honor his memory, and so universally that we might call him one of the most popular of our saints. His feast, however, with us is only a simple feast, and the Church of Rome has given only one lesson on his life. Blaise, whose signal virtues made him dear to the people of Sebaste in Armenia, was chosen bishop of that city. When the emperor Diocletian waged his cruel persecution against the Christians, the saint hid himself in a cave on Mount Argaeus, and there he remained some time concealed, but was at length discovered by some soldiers of the governor Agricolus while they were hunting. They led him to the governor, who gave orders that he should be put into prison. During his imprisonment, many sick people, attracted by the reputation of his sanctity, came to him, and he healed them. Among these was a boy whose life was despaired of by the physicians on account of his having swallowed a bone which could not be extracted from his throat. The saint was twice brought before the governor, but neither fair promises nor threats could induce him to offer sacrifice to the gods. Whereupon he was first beaten with rods, and then his flesh was torn with iron hooks while he lay stretched on the rack. At length he was beheaded, and nobly gave testimony to the faith of Christ our Lord on the 3rd of the Nones of February. Accept, O glorious martyr, the praise which we too offer thee in union with that given thee by the whole Church. In return for the homage of our veneration, look down upon the Christian people who are now preparing to enter on the season of penance and to be converted to the Lord their God by holy compunction and tears. We ask it of thee by thine own combat. Assist us in the one for which we are preparing. When duty required thee to undergo tortures and death, it found thee ready and brave. Our duty is expiation by penance, and thy prayers must get us courage. Our enemies are not more cruel than thine, but they are more treacherous, and if we spare them, we are lost. Obtain for us that heavenly assistance which enabled thee to conquer. We are children of the martyrs. God forbid we should be degenerate. Pray too, O holy pontiff, for the country thou didst water with thy blood. Armenia lost the faith for which thou didst lay down thy life. Intercede for her, that she may be restored to the Church, and let her conversion bring consolation to the few that have remained orthodox and faithful.